This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, I ditch this journalism thing and become a paparazzi, and I feel a little dirty.
But first, as if his job weren't challenging enough, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has personnel headaches. Two candidates for key Treasury jobs have withdrawn their names. Joining me now to talk about this and the latest from Washington is NPR News analyst Juan Williams. And Juan, the two who've withdrawn, both women, Annette Nazareth and Carolyn Atkinson, and, you know, this seems like a real problem for the Treasury Department. Paul Volcker, a former Fed chairman and now a current Obama advisor, said the situation is shameful. What's going on?
Well, in fact, Volcker said that the idea that the Treasury Secretary is sitting there without a deputy, not one, is really a crisis because given what Treasury Secretary Geithner has to deal with, it's making him look bad. This week, he, for example, had no one to send up to a request from Congress to have someone explain exactly where the bank bailout stood. But what you're seeing here, Alex, is a result of the increased and more intense vetting process that the administration has put in place in the aftermath of Tim Geithner's own tax problems and the failure of former Senator Tom Daschle to get through the whole tax issue. He fell out and, of course, has now been replaced by Kathleen Sebelius, the governor of Kansas, to head HHS.
Another withdrawal yesterday came from CNN Sanjay Gupta. He took himself out of the running for the job of Surgeon General. You know, as all these people withdraw out of the running, do you ever get the sense that maybe some of the candidates here look at all of the problems that need to be dealt with in this country and just say, you know, no, thank you. That's too much for me to deal with.
You know, usually it's that there's so much opportunity and status that comes from having these jobs. It's such a tremendous opportunity to not only wield power, but to build and pad a resume, Alex, that people will take anything, even if it's an awful set of problems. But in this case, I think it's much more that the problems are so immediate and the vetting process so intense that they've combined in sort of, you know, a perfect storm of political cataclysm. And the result is for Tim Geithner, his reputation is sinking fast. People think that he's unable to deal with the problem. One person said to me this week, he looks like a deer in headlights. He's unable to reassure Wall Street. And that's why the stock market keeps cratering.
Let's move from the present to two names from the past, Karl Rove and Harriet Miers. They're back in the news this week. They've worked out a deal to testify before Congress. Remind us what's going on there.
Well, the White House counsel, Greg Craig, the Obama White House counsel, Greg Craig, has been intensely involved in this because what you had was Congress suing the Bush administration over claims of executive privilege for Karl Rove, the president's former president's top political advisor, and Harriet Miers, who had been the White House counsel, to get their testimony. And neither Democrats nor Republicans really wanted a judge to decide how far executive privilege extended in this case. And so there was a mediation with Democrats working with Republicans to try to get something done. And this week they've got it done so that now you have Rove and Miers agreeing to private testimony, closed doors, no reporters, no TV cameras, but it will be published as a transcript. And if the committee is not happy, and this is the House Judiciary Committee led by John Conyers, if they're not happy, they can make a request for some public testimony to be held. But again, this is about the firing of those nine U.S. attorneys and the question as to whether or not there were political considerations that led the Justice Department under Alberto Gonzalez to release those nine U.S. attorneys.
It's Friday, so let's talk about a fun story now coming out of Washington. Big news around the official White House swing set. What's going on there?
Well, this is a fun one, Alex, because, you know, what you get is the two Obama girls coming home on Wednesday afternoon and discovering that there they see a swing set, the kind, something even grander than what Caroline Kennedy had, or the, I remember that Jimmy Carter had a treehouse for his daughter, Amy. And suddenly there's this wonderful swing set not far from the Oval Office, leading White House aides to say, I wonder how this is going to look when we have press conferences in the Rose Garden come spring and summertime. You know, no one has seen anything like this really in a generation on the White House grounds. And it's sort of a reminder, you've got a real family there. And so the two girls were absolutely thrilled to see it. And I think for many people who are the kind of serious set of Washington, they can't believe it's there.
But still no dog.
Not yet. Not yet. They're still arguing over names for the dog.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks.
You're welcome, Alex.